Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In 20 minutes at 4:25 on Grant and Danny, we are playing a game for tickets to the GDAM Comedy Show Monday, June 27th at 9:30 Club. Got to be listening, got to be ready to play at 4:25. 5 o'clock, 55 minutes from right now. The NBA draft was last night. The Wizards have a new potential quality scorer. We will break it all down with our NBA Odyssey Hoops insider, Ryan McDonough, 55 minutes out at 5. It is time for your Beltway Blitz. Teams and stories you care about inside the Beltway today, so let's get to it. For the first time in 17 years, I guess it is, the Nats are in Texas to take on the Rangers. Matt Weirich at NBCSportsWashington.com. Matt, set the table for this series for us, if you would.
Yes, guys, the Nats are hosting the Rangers, who may be two games under 500, but are still in shouting distance of a playoff spot, very much in the race, in that AL wild card race, you know, three spots there now open there over in the American League. The Nationals will be sending Paolo Espino to the mound tonight to face Dane Dunning, the former Nationals first-round pick, who was traded to Chicago in that Adam Eaton deal back in 2016. And then it'll be Josiah Gray and Jackson Tetreault to close out the series.
Josiah Gray, a little bit up and down. We've seen some really, really good. We've also seen some, you know, not quite as good. Give me kind of an assessment of him through, I guess, a third of the way through the season?
Yeah, he really started off giving up a lot of home runs. That was his big problem last year and going into this season. But honestly, lately, he's actually been pretty good at limiting the long ball. Just two home runs allowed over his last four starts with a .82 ERA over that span. And his most recent start, which came against the Phillies, really was impressive. Six innings, only one hit allowed, no runs, with three walks and four strikeouts. He looks like he's hitting his stride here in the midway through the season. Got a little bit of extra rest there in early June, and it seems to be working out for him.
Look, I really like Gray. He's a good athlete, and he repeats his delivery, does a lot of things well. My big picture question on him is kind of the same now as it was at the start of the year, which is, what is the ceiling here? What are we talking about? Is he a third starter? Could he be a number two type starter? And it sounds kind of funny, but that's a big difference. And we're waiting on the development of the changeup and maybe him to flip things into overdrive. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, you know, I really like what we've seen from his curveball this year. I think that's a very important pitch for him to develop as that third breaking ball, something that can kind of give hitters a different look a couple of times through the order. Really, whether or not he can be a number two, number one starter is how deep he can go into games. You know, you aren't an ace unless you're giving your team consistently six, seven innings every time you go out. And in order to do that, you got to have a deep repertoire and be able to change it up on different hitters. And so far, we're seeing him experiment in a lot of different ways with those pitches. It's not refined yet, but you know, as it goes on, it's going to be something worth watching for sure.
Matt, the last time I remember Davey Martinez speaking about Steven Strasburg, it sounded like he was at a funeral. You know, it just was really, really somber and sad, and it just didn't feel very good. What have you heard? What's the latest?
Yeah, we haven't gotten much since then, unfortunately. Still waiting to hear back on what the word was from a specialist that he visited with that injury to his rib cage being stemming from his thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. It's certainly not a good sign and something we're going to have to wait to hear as soon as tonight.
How much of it is on him versus their doctors, right? Because if they say, okay, what we're seeing is a couple of weeks, you know, I feel like the reason the ramp up took so long was largely his own comfort. And I'm not questioning or challenging him. He knows his body better than anybody at this point. But it does seem like it's kind of up to him to want to push the envelope at some point, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, who knows if he was really feeling this injury before he actually brought it to the team's attention. He reported it during that bullpen session a couple of days after his first start. You know, he seemed really upbeat when he was in the clubhouse prior to going on his rehab start. Seemed like he was really excited to be back, was feeling good, was feeling normal fatigue. So really wasn't reporting anything. that stood out to him. But the thing is, with this rib injury, you know, the only way you can heal a rib is through rest, and that might take some time. So what that timeline is going to look like is definitely going to be interesting.
Matt, thank you, bud. Enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely, guys. You too.
Hit that wizard sounder for me, Darius. Dave Johnson's the play-by-play voice of those Washington Wizards on the radio. Dave, what'd you make of their selection of 10 last night? Really good college scorer, huh?
Well, first of all, no coincidence. It was a great vibe last night. 106.7 The Fan and T980, we were on the concourse. And somehow you right next to where the music and the dance team was. So the party was on with you guys in the house last night. Mm-hmm. But I think that the takeaway is that the Wizards selected the best player available at that point. I think they would have loved the trade up. I don't think there's only team that would have loved to trade up. It just didn't happen. It was not a night of deals unless you were the New York Knicks, and I'm still trying to figure that out. But the bottom line is the Wizards got a guy that can score, that can also play defense, and that's a very important thing. I had a couple of takeaways from apparently, you know, he's got a twin brother, obviously, so he's been defending all his life, and that's one of the big takeaways that Tommy Shepard has from him and Wes Unseld Jr. is that his defensive acumen is strong. And also, look, the top 25 is not the NBA. Having said that, the other stat that makes you go, wow, okay, he averaged 24 points a game against top 25 competition. As we know, sometimes, you know, young players can shy away from big moments and bright lights. He did not in his college career.
Dave, how are we going to get a point guard for this club this offseason?
Well, yeah, thanks for at least saving the hard question for a second. that's a hard question. I think Tommy Shepard's indicated, you know, free agency somehow. You know, are we done making, you know, moves or trades possible? We certainly have enough players on a roster and some assets. So, look, we've hit, I believe, in the last, you know, three, if you look at Hachimura, Avdija, Kispert, and now Johnny Davis, we're not going to trade Johnny Davis. And I'm not even suggesting we're going to trade those other players. But I do think we do have options to make, you know, some kind of deal. Maybe that happens. But that remains the big question. Because while Johnny Davis can bring the ball up and can play some point, he's not the answer at point guard.
What's he going to play? Speaking of that, Dave, like I know Tommy was talking about his ball handling acumen, and he's a better passer than he gets credit for. So sometimes handling the ball, maybe in the half court, but what does that really mean? Is he a three? Do you think he's backing up Bradley Beal? How do you see him?
Well, and it's not, when we say it's a positionless NBA now, it truly is not. And what that means is it truly is a positionless NBA. What that means, it depends on the night. It now depends on the matchup. And why does it depend? Because we have players of certain sizes that are doing things that, you know, when we were growing up, you didn't have 6'10 guys hitting threes or 7-footers, you know, hitting threes. That's why, you know, Oklahoma City went with a Chet Holmgren with the second pick, because they're hoping he's the next Kristaps Porzingis. The Wizards are hoping Kristaps Porzingis is still Kristaps Porzingis and can stay on the floor. So that is the wild card, in my belief, that is the NBA today. When we used to like to have that comfort level and say, well, he's a one, he's a two, and we play him here, we play him there. I think that'll make, I'm not trying to sell preseason as the most riveting drama miniseries ever, but I think that will make, you know, the Wizards preseason an interesting time, because that's where Wes Unseld Jr. will experiment. Do you play him and Bradley Beal together? Apparently he can play some small forward, depending on the matchup. So that's why in my opinion, it's a positionless NBA now, because, you know, it seems like the whole world's a hybrid of something.
Dave, great insight. It was a fun night. We're looking forward to hearing you call a lot of Davis buckets next season. Well, we appreciate you.
Looking forward to that. Again, you guys being with us last night, it just added to the party, and it was a lot of fun. And as far as I know, Chris Nockey, didn't get arrested, so it was a good note.
It's a big deal.
So,
well, we're on a hot streak now.
I joke.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. There is Dave Johnson, and it was our pleasure to be there last night. Linnell and Nockey doing a great show. That was simulcast, I believe, on both stations. All right, let's move along. Talk a little football. Rick Snyder, you know him as Snyder Marks on social media. So he was actually texting me with some details, because he is my resident historian. So I was recalling some of my recollections from conversations, frankly, with people like you over the years But you had some blanks you could fill in. So I was talking earlier about how FedEx Field is the pits. I agree, but it's mostly not even Dan Snyder's fault. Can you give a little quick history lesson on FedEx Field and how it became what it was, built so quickly, thrown together, and then kind of there within a couple of years?
Sure. So it's kind of a little bit about like we're seeing now, where they're bouncing around the D.C. area. Finally, he has to settle on Landover. And it's an old dairy farm, and, you know, I remember when they were digging through it, it was a mess. But the state gave them $70 million for infrastructure, roads, sewer, that kind of thing, which is standard in a deal like this. But in exchange for the team to move training camp to Frostburg, which is supposed to be for 10 years, but they only did five and left. And they built it in a record 22 months for an American record. Cook loved Giant Stadium. That's what he modeled this after. There's the mistake. He modeled after a stadium of the past, not the future. And that's why it aged so quickly in place. Since then, I think Snyder's people, last I had heard a while ago, said they put $70 million in upgrades, you know, not to fencing or sewer pipes, but other stuff. And, you know, that's kind of where it is. I mean, it's just aging. And as you say, you think you're leaving, you don't want to put in new fixtures. So it's kind of a slumping thing. I did hear the guy talk to you about how much the tickets were. If you think about this, $2,500 for 10 games with free parking takes it down to about $200 a game, plus free food takes this thing down to probably $150 a ticket. That's a much big drop than the old days. Shows you how desperate they are to sell tickets.
So, Rick, what did you make of the reaction to the congressional oversight hearing from the team to release a couple different statements, one from Avera, one from the desk of Dan Snyder and Tanya Snyder from the yacht, and also Jason Wright somehow. What did you make of that move to get those things out there?
Damage control, although having a picture of all your staff on the boat in the med, it's a little tone deaf to this whole thing. I mean, Dan wasn't in the picture, but just shows they're still having fun out there.
And the hashtag was something like
work with pretty people.
That was not their
well, the
their
harassment
best
suit's
hashtag.
Going on. Okay, good.
And there's a new Twitter account that follows Dan's boat around where it is. So that's been interesting to see too. But, you know, it's a lot of tone deaf. No regrets. I mean, the only person left really is Snyder from this era. And I know Rivera wants to say, don't judge me on this, as you were talking about earlier. But, you know, that's history. We fight about things from long ago. And the only way, there's two ways, and I did all my videos on YouTube, two ways to bring fans back. Number one, Dan has to leave, which I just don't understand how it's going to happen, but okay. Number two, you got to win a lot of games. You know, I don't know that either happened. So, of course, fans are going to be upset.
Rick Snyder, check him out on social at Snyder_remarks. Always enjoyable to have you on the Beltway Blitz, buddy. Be well.
Thanks,
Rick.
I should have asked Rick, didn't think about it, what he thinks about those little cracker cookies that they give you on
the Belvedas.
Because he is one of my cookie analysts, I would say, that I go to.
Yeah.
We argue a lot. We spar. We don't see eye to eye necessarily. We don't have the same takes. But he's one of my aficionados that I rely upon when I want to get to the bottom of cookies. So I'll have to bring that up next time we chat with him. All right, we've got one pair of tickets left to the GD Comedy Show celebrating 30 years at the DC Improv. Basically, as you're saying, Danny, they want to have a party, but they don't want to have to clean up.
But they ain't cleaning up.
So the DC Improv is taking the party on the road to the 9:30 Club. This event is going to be next week. Danny is going to perform stand-up with a bunch of other local comedians. They're bringing in acts from all over the place, music and comedy. We've got one pair of tickets left. We're going to be giving it away next segment. Here's what we're going to do. We're playing a game called Does Ryan Know It? We're going to ask him questions that you can almost certainly answer that are mostly elementary level questions. But you have to bet on if our guy, he's a youngster, Ryan Clary, knows the answer, yes or no. Anything else you got to fill in there?
You've got to get three correct. You got to bet on Ryan correctly three times. You do that, you win the prize.
For the record, I think Ryan will get most of these.
Grant's very confident in Ryan, I'll say that.
We're debating with the list that we put together, and Danny's like, oh, he won't know that. I'm like, 100% he will know that. So we have now action on some of these ourselves.
Yeah, how many times can you be disappointed by that guy?
He's never disappointed me. He knows his stuff.
Sometimes.
He is sharp as a knife, this guy. I believe in Ryan. I trust in Ryan. I look at Ryan, and I see me at 22. I see me 12 years ago in so many ways. He reminds me of a young me. So I'm betting on this guy early and often. But you can call us now to play 800-636-1067 to win the tickets and to play a little bet on Ryan next on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Na-na-na-na-na. 5 o'clock in 35 minutes, Ryan McDonough, NBA insider for Odyssey on last night's NBA draft and the newest wizard, Johnny Davis. Make sure you're listening at that time. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. And speaking of Ryan, we're welcoming one onto the show right now for a game we like to call Does Ryan Know It? And we are playing for tickets to the G&D Comedy Show. This is a big event, June 27th, 9:30 Club, 7 p.m., DC Improv, celebrating 30 years of comedy with comedy and music featuring Danny Ruye and others. Buy your tickets now at 9:30. .com. Ryan, you ready for this?
Of course.
Danny, explain how the game works.
We're going to ask a question to our very own Ryan Clary. It's not about whether you know the question person on the line. You're going to have to figure out and bet whether or not Ryan Clary knows the answer to that question. If you bet on Ryan correctly three consecutive times, you'll win that prize that Grant just mentioned.
Yeah, you need to sweep a three-game series to Danny's sweep, point.
Wet paper towel, that series.
You got to get three in a row. So, Logan is in Fredericksburg to start. Logan, thank you for all of your insights on the Commanders when you join us to talk about your time as a tight end.
Hope your knee's healthy, buddy.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man.
We are doing great. All right, so you're playing for these tickets. You know how the game works, it sounds like, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the question for Ryan, you don't answer the question. You're just going to say if he's going to get it or not. The question for Ryan is, what species can live on land and in water? What species can live on land but also live in the water? Do you think Ryan knows it?
Yes, I think he knows this one.
Okay. Ryan?
Smart guy, Logan. Reptiles.
Of course, it's not reptiles.
Sorry, Logan.
By the way, what people can't see that I enjoyed so much about that was Ryan, when I asked the question, pointed up into the heavens like to a late family member. Then proceeded to, a fake baseball was in his hand. He tossed it up to himself, and then Alfred Morris in the end zone swung for the fences.
He did a Jake Taylor from Major League rounding the bases.
Did you really think it was reptiles?
Yeah, because I was thinking gators.
Do you know what it is now?
No. Mammals? I don't know. No, it's not mammals. No. But
you're a mammal. Can you live in water?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Amphibians.
There we go.
Are you familiar with their work?
Yes.
All right.
Means they can also use both hands, Ryan.
800-636-1067. There's a line open for you now if you want to win these tickets. Andrew's in Damascus. Hello, Andrew. How
hey,
are
Andrew.
You?
Very well. How you guys doing?
Good, man. You understand how the game is played?
I get it.
All right. Very good. Ryan, who wrote Romeo and Juliet? Andrew, does he know the answer to that?
I would think he does.
You would think he does. Ryan, answer that question.
Oh, man. This is bad. I don't have it.
That's not true. People are going to think this is a bit. You're lying.
No.
You know this.
I'm choking.
Think about it. Think about it.
I'm thinking... Why am I thinking Christopher something?
Yeah,
it's not
Christopher.
It.
Hold on. He actually, keep going, Christopher. You're close.
No,
what's his last name?
He's a famous poet.
Yes,
I know.
But what's his last name? Christopher.
You want me to say Christopher Columbus?
That's no, what I'm not, we're not trying to get you to say that.
He's not a poet at all.
Believe in yourself. You say the name.
Say it.
Christopher. What?
You can't have think his first of name. Oh. You need his last name.
I can't
name.
Think of it.
Christopher.
What am I blanking on? I can't do it. I'm blanking.
Andrew, sorry about
that. Sorry, buddy. Was that one of the ones you thought he'd get?
William Shakespeare, bro.
Yes. William Shakespeare.
Not Christopher.
I don't know.
It's Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Shakespeare. You want me to say Christopher Columbus? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
He's a guy that discovered some land you might care about.
It's all right.
This is how the game is played. Ooh. We ask Ryan questions. He answers them. You guess if he knows it or not. So far, two people have bet on him.
Uh-huh.
He's 0-2.
Reptiles and Christopher.
I love Christopher. That was my favorite. Rodney in Columbia, listening on the Odyssey app, I suppose. Rodney, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, Ryan, don't muck it up.
I won't.
Here we go.
How many sides does a hexagon have? How many sides does a hexagon have? Rodney, does Ryan know it?
Oh, Ryan, know that. Come on, man. That's elementary school level, Ryan. You
well, in fairness, all of this has been straight out of an elementary school trivia challenge that we found. But I digress. How many sides does a hexagon have, Ryan?
7.
Oh, my gosh.
People are going to think that this is a bit. Like, honestly, people are not going to believe that we came up with these, and Ryan is trying his best to answer this.
Who remembers this stuff? I mean, I'm sorry. Who cares about a hexagon? Who cares about it?
What is four-sided?
I don't know.
I think you know.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I promise.
There's a big building in Arlington. It's got 5 sides. What's it called?
Pentagon.
There you
right.
go.
The next one up would be a hexagon. So it's 6. It is 6.
So it is.
There it is.
Christopher.
Oh, man. This is tough. Poor kid. Ken in D.C., how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How's it going?
You know how the game
Very
is played,
well.
Ken?
By the way, every person has bet on him to get it because they're like, yeah, so far he's 0-4, but this one he'll get.
I'm just going to go 3 no's in a row.
All right. Here we go.
Just when you think he won't get it, he pulls something incredible.
He does this. Okay, so here we go. Here's his question. Ryan, who is credited with inventing the game of basketball? Who is credited with inventing the game of basketball?
Sports
Ken, does he know it?
Sports questions are kind of his wheelhouse.
It's a sports question.
Now we're going to sports. He should know this. God, I'm going to say no.
Ryan, who invented basketball?
Dr. Naismith.
I'll give him that one.
Hold on. Stop.
I'm going to give him that one.
Okay, I'm going to give it to him as well.
What? Was it close?
Yes.
It's so close. I'm giving it to him, but I want you to say his name. I want you to say his name again.
Close doesn't work.
It's Naismith.
Naismith.
Why
don't
you call him Naismith?
There's an AI in there, so I always confuse that.
All right, but that's a silly pull. Like, that's an impressive answer. Good job.
University of Kansas.
I should still get credit for that for
no,
a half
do.
Answer.
Yeah, you're 1-for-1, Ken. You called
no,
him.
No, he said no.
Oh, he said no?
He said no.
Oh,
sorry,
I thought he said he did know it. Did he say he did?
No, he said he did not.
Oh, poor Ken.
He voted. See, the first person to vote against Ryan, and Ryan got it. Sorry, Ken.
This is why we can never give the tickets away.
This is why we play the game.
So, Ken, it was a valid effort, and a valiant effort, I will say.
Sir Valiant Brown effort.
But Mr. Naismith is Mr. Naismith. It's very similar. Let's go to George in Centerville. Hey, George, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Not much. Hoping I get this right.
All right. You want those tickets. You're going to the DC Improv 30-year anniversary, 30-year celebration. Here's the question to Ryan. Ryan, what was the time period of the American Civil War? Looking for a decade. It was a 4-to-5-year period, right? But it's within one decade. I want that decade. George, does he know when the Civil War took place?
Oh, he should. Oh, but... No.
Okay, Ryan. What was the time period of the American Civil War?
So you just want a decade?
Give me what you got.
1850s.
Oh my God.
I knew it. It was 1860s. Dang it. See, I debate myself in my head and I lose confidence.
So you were debating between the 50s or the 60s and you just picked the wrong one.
I thought it was like 57 to 62, if I remember correct.
Close. Mm. 61 to 65.
Yeah.
Dang it. So George was right.
No.
Yeah. No?
He said
he wasn't going to get it.
Oh, he was right. He said no. I apologize.
You're making me wonder.
All right. Screwed up.
So here we go. We need two more for George and he wins the ticket.
All right, here we go. Your next question, Ryan. What is the fictional city where Batman takes place? What is the fictional city where Batman takes place? Do you believe he knows that answer?
I do.
He's voting for Ryan. Ryan, do you know the answer to that question?
Smart guy. Gotham.
Here we go.
Let's go.
We're on the cusp.
We're on a heater.
That is wonderful. I'm very excited about that. Okay. It's up to me now?
Yep, it's up to you. I can go again if you want.
I got plenty more here. How about this? What is a carnivore? What is a carnivore is the question for Ryan. George, does Ryan know what is a carnivore?
I think he does.
You're betting on him.
Wow.
With the game on the line.
Here we go.
To get your tickets.
Let's do it, Ryan.
All right. A carnivore is an animal that only eats meat.
Oh, my God!
Let's go!
Oh, my God!
George!
Never in a million years.
Thank you, everybody.
You're going to the show, George. You got your tickets. I'm putting you on hold. Stay on hold.
Don't go
anywhere so you can win your tickets. Now, that was the only pair we had, but we have plenty more questions left, so let's see if anybody wants to play just for fun.
For nothing.
Joe's in Rockville. Joe, we don't have a prize for you, but you can play for fun. Do you want to do that?
I'll do that. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Joe.
That's very sweet of you. So the question for Ryan is going to be, what American president on the half dollar was assassinated in 1963? Do you think Ryan knows the answer? Does Ryan know it?
I think he better.
All right.
I know he's nuttier than squirrel poop, but I think he can get this one.
Jeez, Joe.
It's tough, Joe.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. All right, Ryan.
Wow, Joe.
John F. Kennedy.
Hey, here we go. Here we go.
You're killing it, Joe.
I'll follow it up. Now, we're not getting into conspiracy theories here, but according to the official documents, official rules, who shot John F. Kennedy? Who shot John F. Kennedy? Does he know that answer?
No, I think he's on a roll with one. I'll give it a winning streak of one. No, the answer is no.
Very well. Ryan, who's credited with the assassination of John F. Kennedy?
Joe's a smart man. I got no idea.
All right.
If we gave you a multiple choice, you wouldn't know it.
Give me a multiple choice. I may be able to. Give me like three options real quick.
John Reese Davies, John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald, William Patton.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
There he goes.
Okay.
Out of multiple choice.
Able to pull that. From what? How about this? From whom did the United States buy territory in the Louisiana Purchase? Who did we buy territory from? Joe, does he know that?
Hell no. Not in a million years.
Joe, if you listen, you would have known I'm a geography guy. We bought it from the French.
Oh, my God. Wow. What an upset.
Okay.
When did you become a geography guy?
How could you predict that he would know that?
I'm a geography guy through and through. That's my thing. It's right behind meteorology.
Michael in Germantown. How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. We got no prizes left. You want to play for nothing?
Oh, indeed. This is so much fun.
Let's play for nothing. Here we go.
The game is called Does Ryan Know It? What are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution called?
Definitely not.
Oh, man. Michael. The Bill of Rights.
Wow.
Wow, Ryan. You're on a little bit of a heater here.
He's nailing his civics. I didn't think so.
All right, Darius, you're playing now. You ready? Thank you all for participating.
Thanks, guys.
So, Ryan, you got a question, Danny?
I do. I've got plenty.
Round this down. Darius, you are guessing.
You got it.
Here we go. Ryan, who invented the light bulb? Darius, does he know that?
Now, this is one that Danny and I bet on. Hard-earned Skrilla.
Ooh, I would really like to know which way you guys bet.
I bet that he'll know it. Danny said he wouldn't. I'm 100% sure he'll know it. Danny's 100% sure he won't.
I think Ryan knows it. He's on a little history heater. I'm going to roll with it. I think he knows it.
For the record, this was a first-grade question when I found this on the elementary school Trivia quiz. Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so, I'm sorry. I guess I lose, right?
Hold on. I will ask him the question again.
Who invented the light bulb?
Benjamin Franklin.
Now, how
Jesus.
Many?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why did you say Thomas Jefferson?
I don't know.
But you don't think he invented a light bulb?
I don't know. I don't know why I thought that.
Hold on. Then it was... Buddy, you don't think he invented a light bulb?
I don't know. Yeah, okay, you're right. That was wrong. That
yes,
was wrong.
It was. But what made you say his name?
I don't know. It's just something's just come out.
I owe you, Danny.
What if I told you it's not Benjamin Franklin either?
Yeah, because he was one for electricity as well, right?
He did that one, yep. He's credited with that.
I couldn't tell you.
Famous inventor. Invented a lot of stuff.
Sir Isaac Newton.
There you go. So.
Why couldn't you have said that the first time?
I don't know.
Still not right.
Isaac Newton, dude, invented the light bulb.
It happens. I don't know. Like, sometimes.
But it did come to you eventually that Isaac Newton invented it?
Yes. And then Thomas Edison discovered gravity?
But the point is.
Oh, my gosh. It was Thomas Edison.
Sure was.
I got the Thomas part right.
Did you?
I did.
Christopher.
Man. And that's how we play.
Oh, man.
Does Ryan Know It here on Grant and Danny. Thank you for playing.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for hanging out. We appreciate your efforts, Ryan. Thank you. You're a good sport. And for everyone, just to keep you from having to call and ask, yes, that was serious. No, that was not in any way fun for the radio. It was fun for the radio, but not purposefully. That was real. That really happened. Grant and Danny on the Fan, 5 o'clock, our NBA Odyssey Insider on the Wizards draft last night. We're G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This is a bit.
Sorry.
You're lying.
No.
You know this.
I'm choking.
Think about it.
I'm thinking. Why am I thinking Christopher something?
Yeah.
It's not
Christopher.
It. Hold on. He.
I've been laughing the whole break.
A one name playwright like LeBron.
Christopher something.
I'm just picturing a guy named Christopher who wrote a bunch of amazing stuff, like walking around in England. It's the great Christopher. And he's just at parties.
Are you going to the reading of the new Christopher work? It said to me is better than his last. You know he wrote Romeo and Juliet, after all. He's been penning the King Lear, you see. He's penned something called Macbeth. We should go see him read it live. Concerto. Christopher, man. He's a Christopher.
I was on Instagram Live during the break.
Christopher.
Just chopping it up. Little post-game interview with Ryan. Oh, poor. We wanted you to crush it. It's not as... I mean, don't get me wrong. It's fun when you don't, as you can tell. I want you to look good. I want this to be a conquering thing for you. You come out, you're 14 of 15, you crush it. That's what we're looking for here.
Which I agree with. But here's my thing. Here's my thing. Let me get a couple seconds here. I just choke on the spot sometimes. When it's just a straightforward question that Ryan has to answer, knowing that someone could be depending a night out on this. And now they have to depend on me saving the day for them. All that pressure has my hands sweating.
So you know the answers more often than not, and you just can't answer them on air?
I feel like that's why it is. It's like I had the yips. That's what it is. I'm Rick and Keeling it.
So if you had more time, like say the amount of time it would take you to eat a watermelon, to write down these answers, you feel like you'd do a lot better?
I'm more of a multiple choice kind of guy.
But what if we actually, in the future, we gave him a written quiz? We handed it to him at 2 o'clock or whatever, and he had an hour and 10 minutes. I guess he could look it up. But in real time, you had to kind of sit in a room, no phone, answer the questions, then hand it back. Would you do better, do you think?
Yes, multiple choice wise.
Well, of course, you have a 25% chance of getting it.
Yeah, and you see the answer.
Multiple choice. But I'm saying it's a fill in the blank test. You still have to know it or you don't. We're not helping you. One of the answers is on the page. Would you do better?
I think so, yes. I think I would do better if I had time to think about it. I'm a processor. I like to trust the process. And in this time, I have 10 seconds to process everything.
Well, Joel Embiid just dropped that TJ, not TE, was the light bulb guy. And he cost your boy a couple of bucks.
It's the unflappable, unwavering confidence. Mm-hmm. What you guys can't see is for the first one. I don't remember what the question was.
Oh, the first one was great. I think it was amphibian.
Amphibian.
So that is, you know, the animal that's in the water, but also in the land. And he fake hit a home run. Like he was
tossed the ball up in the air, an invisible ball in the air, and hit it about 450, flipped his bat, and couldn't wait for us to go to him. And then he said, reptile.
I want you to know. I thought you put forth good effort.
you hustled.
The ones you got, you crushed.
Yes.
There is a knowledge in there that I can appreciate and really respect.
Thank you.
We're going to keep working on some of the ones you didn't get. But now you know the answers to all the ones you didn't get.
Exactly.
We'll come back to the drawing board down the road for another game.
He's like Mr. Naismith. He knew that right away. He knew Gotham City right away for Batman.
He even knew that James Naismith was a doctor.
Yeah.
He said Dr. Naismith.
Dr. Naismith.
See, I'm telling you, I have some gems in there.
What categories could we do to make you look good?
Well, because remember, he claims geography. He was like, Louisiana Purchase, that's France. I know that.
So geography would be one we should do.
Geography?
You got the only Batman-related question. But movie questions aren't going to help you, really.
I mean,
we've asked you before, name a movie that Tom Cruise is in, and you couldn't do that.
I mean, yeah, because I don't like Tom Cruise. That was just me.
In 60 bangers.
But no. I'm a Tom Cruise guy now. I saw Top Gun. I enjoyed it.
Okay. So you've transitioned to being a Tom Cruise guy.
Yeah.
You give us a list of categories next time, and that's how we should do it.
We'll do it that way.
With like his wheelhouse. Like, give me your most confident categories. What would it be?
Well, like for a trivia game, geography would be one.
Is it like U.S. geography or like geography period?
I major in U.S. geography.
So what you majored
in? I had this one. Three largest countries in North America.
Oh, I mean, there's only three countries in North America. You just say the three largest countries in North America?
Yeah, that's the question.
Mexico, USA, Canada.
You got it.
Boom. Boom goes the dynamite right there.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest layup question ever.
Well, all of these are from the first to fourth grade level.
I know.
These are all snow bunnies, dude.
They're all layups, man. It's not like we were asking you to shoot from half court on any of these.
The hexagon thing, I have no idea about. Like, I don't remember any of those agons or whatever the heck they are. Like, I just don't remember them.
None of the
care
agons.
About them. Darius, trapezoid.
What'd you just say, Darius? Darius is having a lot of fun in the editing room.
Oh, here, I wanted to play the that first question about the amphibian.
Oh, the one where he hit the 400-foot home run.
He hit a home run, you guys.
The question for Ryan is, what species can live on land and in water? What species can live on land but also live in the water? Do you think Ryan knows it?
Yes, I think he knows this one.
Okay. Ryan?
Smart guy, Logan. Reptiles.
Smart
the
guy.
The confidence.
Yeah,
the confidence.
You bet on the right horse on this one, Logie. Enjoy your second follow-up question. Sure to follow after this one.
Have fun at the concert. Tell Danny I love him when you see him doing stand-up with your tickets.
Oh.
The answer's reptiles. Ryan McDonough covers the NBA for Odyssey. Draft was last night. We want to know about Johnny Davis, the newest wizard, and some of the big storylines from last night's draft. We will grill him next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.